Get the Toyota forklift advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au. Daisy Thomas is with us.
Yeah.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday, one and all.
Yeah. Great to see another human in lockdown.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. So refreshing.
And the nice part, although we are sort of inside, we don't have to wear a mask because those things are that bloody annoying.
Yeah, I know.
I know they'd serve a decent purpose at this point in time,
absolutely.
But very annoying.
In this particular room, we do not have to wear a mask.
No.
How was your weekend?
Pretty uneventful, believe it or not. I didn't really leave home unless I was going to work.
And are you calling off the telly?
Yeah, we're in here, which makes it bloody tough doing specials.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, your advantage at the game is the callers have the binoculars there doing the play-by-play, sort of zoomed in, if you will.
Yes.
And you can see the whole field in the peripheries in the background. So to not be able to do that... Look, if I'm being completely honest, it takes a bit of imagination at times and you just
artistic
hope that,
license.
Well, that's sort of it. Yeah. The beauty of radio is that people are listening, not seeing. So
yes.
Oh, they've dropped two players behind the ball, have they? And then you just hope someone takes an intercept mark. So there's a little bit of nous, a little bit of creativity and making it all together, but to the Triple M footy team's credit, they called the socks off a lot of those games over the weekend.
Yeah.
Considering some of them were off the tally, it was well done to one and all.
Yeah, good call.
Thank you.
A couple of interesting results over the weekend, wasn't there?
Well, there was.
Pies got up.
Well, the Pies got up. I'm not sure if you listened to me on the midweek rub, but I did tip the Pies.
Well done.
Yeah, so a real pundit I am.
That's actually a very strong tip.
Well, it was, and my theory was somewhat made to, or the theory that I was basing it on was that the Pies would just rip up their game plan that was a genuine piece of turd and would just come out and give Adelaide something different. And they kicked five goals to bugger all in the first term, and I was right.
They
played
there.
In a manner where you could score, and have a look at this, they won.
Mm.
Who would have thunk it?
Yeah, I know. Who's the puppet master there?
Well, I'm not. I'm just hoping that common sense was at some point.
No, it's dry,
not trying to put words in my mouth this early in the morning when I've only had two sips of my coffee. I've got Tilly out there trying to raid the tailor-made ball machine.
Tilly's going beautifully. Don't worry about the puppet master stuff. Will's across all of that for us.
Try answering that at 6:20 every morning.
That's tough. But
it's a fun one, isn't it?
Well, it is a fun one. But to your point, to some extent, Jeff Brown did, of course, put his hand up officially and say he wants to be president.
Absolutely.
And the new current board's just come out and said, hey, mate, have a couple of these and good luck. We'll see you at the extraordinary general meeting, which I think from what Damien Barrett is reporting is the only way this is going to be settled, which makes it even trickier, messier. There's 28 days notice that has to be given before that can happen. So in terms of anything, you know, that everyone was talking around the bye weekend for change to happen, well, that can't be the case now.
No. It's a big play, isn't it?
It is.
Seven-person board, and he wants to come with three of his own.
Yeah, and Nathan Buckley, of course, publicly backed the current board during the week, which is another interesting one because most coaches would just say, look, this isn't for me to comment on. I'll just worry about coaching the team. So reading between the lines there, I think that if a new board is to come in, I am questioning whether he's comfortable in his position if that is the case.
Well, there's certainly someone behind the scenes, I would imagine, controlling all
of this. Yeah, that's Will. Yeah.
Will, who do you believe it is?
Mikey.
Are you prepared to talk about your theory?
Very impressive win for Collingwood on the weekend. Classic Collingwood win, back against the wall.
Back, fly out.
Classic Collingwood.
And, of course, we will touch on the Adelaide government in my winners in losers,
which,
of course, is the best segment in radio.
We'll get there, but before we do, what else caught your eye over the weekend?
Well, the D's, and we'll touch on them as well, they were really, really impressive against Brisbane Lions, 20-odd points down and came back and just turned that game completely on its head. We said last week they were the real deal. I'm not sure if you can become realer than real.
Every week everyone's saying that, though. Well, it's like we still don't believe
it. Well, history will tell you that they just have a really innate ability to let you down when you least expect it. So at the minute, they're proving a lot of people wrong and proving themselves right, which is fantastic. The Bulldogs were too good over in the West yesterday afternoon or last night. And Dreamtime, Richmond, against a gallant Essendon.
That was a good game of footy, wasn't it?
It was. It certainly was. And, well, we'll touch on the Blues as well, but they produced another big bundle of poo-poo.
Daisy's winners.
Winning.
A win here and a win there. And losers.
The who? The her.
I just love the fact that this segment is finally getting the stinger and respect it deserves.
Absolutely.
Because, as I said, it's the best segment on radio, bar none.
It really is. Daisy's winners and losers.
Yeah, of course. It's universally loved and known. We'll start with the losers, of course. I touched on them before, the Blues.
Mm.
The Blues, again, have just let us down.
Mm-hmm.
Went in against the West Coast Eagles. They were heavy favourites. Everyone had tipped them. Obviously, in my work as a PointsBet ambassador, responsibly, of course,
of
they
course.
Were absolutely plunged on.
Mm.
And against the West Coast Eagles team that had a plethora of stars out, and they were just not good enough. Lost by 22 points, which is their average losing margin on the season. Just real questions at the minute about how they're going. They promised a lot during the preseason, went and recruited heavily, and have just not delivered one bit.
Mm, I wonder how the worst fold sort of thing's going.
Yes, well, not great. The second loser.
How many games do you play with them?
Carlton, 102.
Jeez.
I'm the only player in history to play 100 at both Collingwood and Carlton, if you ever want to.
I'll make a note of that.
Just put
next
that
time,
in the.
Next time you're in.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
It is.
It's
good.
Nice to have a stat that only you hold.
Is it too personal to ask who you sort of have a stronger.
No, the Pies.
Yeah.
The second loser on the weekend was goal kicking.
Yeah.
So Norton kicked one goal, however many points. Tex kicked one goal, five or six was. And Jack Higgins, unfortunately for Jack, he kicked one goal, six. Two of those points in the last 2 minutes of that game.
Oh, holy hell.
Now, that's not the big loser here because it's the AFL app.
Mm.
They rolled out after the game, Missy Higgins cost Saints.
Oh, no.
Which I thought was very clever.
I'm worried the nickname's going to stick before
poor
Jack now.
They then went and changed it
to
Higgins Misses, which
no,
that's not that funny.
No, that's not funny.
Yeah, so if you're going to make a joke, you stick to it.
Absolutely.
You back yourself in. So
absolutely.
The second loser was the AFL app because, well, correct, as I said, if you're going to do a joke, stick by it. And the third one, the Adelaide government, we all heard this throughout the week, the lady who came out and front-footed, if you are going to go to the football and the Victorian teams are there and the ball comes near you to duck.
Yeah, Nicole Spurrier was her
name. Well, she's a dill. And she then doubled down by saying, if you touch the ball from the sweaty men, wash your hands before you chips. And it just reminds me, do you remember in Billy Madison?
Yeah.
Where he went on that rant about the puppy who lost its way. Just the perfect response would have been, what you have just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I've ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to you. I award you no points and may God have mercy on your soul. If one of the reporters just had rolled that out, I think we just would have gone, well played, one and all. And, of course, if you just want to instruct people how not, like a group of people, how to stay away from the ball and just not go near it, she should have just rolled out a North Melbourne clip.
Oh,
that's a bit of material.
Why would you do that?
Because
who are your winners, Daisy?
The winners, well, the Pies, they were very good.
They were good.
They were all good enough.
Yeah.
Well done to them. The D's, of course, we touched on them, now sitting well and truly on top of the tree, answered another big question. But the big winner, 3 points to this person or state, Perth.
Yes.
Dreamtime at Optus Stadium.
Brilliant.
Got the respect that game deserved.
Mm.
They filled the joint out, which is fantastic because not a lot of those people would have been there barracking for either team.
No.
The game was a great spectacle. It was done really well. And now they're putting their hand up as a backup destination for the grand final.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Well, let's not, but let's be realistic. We are in Melbourne and Victoria, and we can bugger things right up when it comes to COVID. So,
well, it'd be good there, wouldn't it? I mean, if it had to go anywhere.
Yeah, and they proved that on the weekend. They love their footy. It's a big stadium. It's got all the lights and all the hoo-ha, all the fancy stuff for a good pre-game, post-game. So to Perth and that game, well done to them.
Yeah, well done, Daisy.
See you next week.
See ya.